The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm chatting to Chris from Albie and the Wolves. I'm so excited about this gig. They're coming to Nelson to play at the amazing wee venue Room 25 out in Richmond on Friday the 3rd of October. First of all, Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, all the better for chatting to you.
Oh, I'm so stoked that we can catch up because this is going to be such a cool gig. It's a fundraiser tour, I see. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, we have the opportunity to play in Europe for the first time. And being a niche genre band in New Zealand, going overseas is just integral in our pathway to bigger and better things. We've got a booking agent who's working on that right now. And we thought, well, how do we make this happen? How can we try drum up some funds? Let's go on a tour in New Zealand around all of our favorite spots. And yeah, and then use that to go overseas. It's a crazy thing to do in 2025, I think. But it felt like the best way. And we can just share joy with people, you know, and do something positive while making our dream come true.
Well, if anyone can do it, it's you guys. You're such a brilliant band, and even the poster is so much fun. Can you tell us a bit about, for the audience, what are they to expect coming along to this gig?
Well, we're an originals band. The mantra is folk, but not as you know it. And so we have a violin, we have a double bass, right? And you might think, oh, that's probably going to be pretty sleepy, you know, some singer-songwriter stuff. But that's not the truth at all. We are high energy. We bring a drummer with us. That violin is a 5-string electric violin, which the guy shreds. I front the band. And so you'll hear me telling stories from on the road, but I'm lead vocalist as well. And lots of harmony. Yeah, lots of energy, lots of silliness and, you know, relatable stories inside those upbeat songs, like me meeting my partner in Melbourne and running around the city, not knowing if we were going to be a thing, being in two different countries, trying to sum up that story in an upbeat indie folk song. It's, yeah. How was that pitch? Was that okay?
That was beautiful. It's so much fun. I think that's the joy of your music, is it's joyful, it's fun, it's exciting. And you're playing at such a special venue. Now, Room 25 is a venue that I absolutely adore. I imagine, is this your first time playing at Room 25?
Here's the thing. It's not at all.
It's not. You're returning guests.
But here's the thing. So me and my friend Zarek, a different ensemble, but we actually played the first ever Room 25 show.
Oh, wow. Tell me more about it.
Well, a friend of a friend came along to a gig and Jeff basically said, I've got this idea. I want to support musicians. I want to make really something really special. Do you guys want to come and try out a gig? And so we show up and there's some PA gear that we cobble together. And this was like a kind of comedy, musical comedy duo. And so we like did our thing and ever since then, Jeff and Cherie and the team have just put on show after show to something that I think is now on the map for musicians that want to go, you know, like the likes of James Reid and Lawrence Arabia is there like in a couple days. It's pretty wild. Like people want to play there. And it's a special space, a special community of people that care. Which I don't know, as original musicians, to go to a place where people make time for you, it's a really special thing. That's not to say that people don't, but I don't know. I think you know what I mean, having been there. I think the songs really have a chance to shine, and it's kind of unlike any other venue anywhere else.
It's that real experience of, I actually spoke to a friend who performed there. He's a guitarist in quite a old school funky rock band. And I walked in a bit late. I'd had one of those evenings. I was meant to be here, there, and everywhere. And I walked in, and they had literal fire dancers, and the food was humming along, and everyone was dancing. And I was like, this feels like, in so many books I've read, people talk about the parties that Mama Cass used to host in her big mansion on the Hollywood Hills. And walking in, it was like, you feel like you're in someone's lounge. Everyone's there for the love of music. There's such a beautiful vibe, the community. Jeff and Cherie look after everyone so well. You feel so part of something there. And it was just one of those moments when I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so magical. No wonder people want to perform here. And it's so cool that, you know, performers like you are coming back to that space in a different, you know, with your other band. That's really exciting. It's so cool that you're coming down. Can you tell me a bit more about your tour as well? Because you've got a few dates on it, I see. You guys are hitting quite a few different venues.
Well, part of the benefit of being a smaller band means we can pile into a van. So when we're in the South Island, we're basically going to spend 2 weeks going down the West Coast and up the East Coast. And yeah, we're just going to chill out for a couple of days in Hokitika, play some special. Did you know that there's a venue in Okarito near Franz Josef?
I did not know that. That's
exactly
a hidden gem that I didn't even know was there. How cool.
Yeah, there's a historical building called Donovan's Store. And so for us, if we can get in the van, we'll have a rest for like Monday, Tuesday, and then be back on the road Wednesday and hitting some really special places like that. When you approach a tour in that way, you get a lot of dates really fast. We don't quite do it the same in the North Island, unfortunately. We got to go home between the music and the weekends. But when we're down south, we hit everywhere we can. Yeah.
You're hitting it hard. And to be fair, though, this is going to launch you guys into Europe. What do you see as the next 12 months for Albie and the Wolves all going to plan, Chris?
Well, all going to plan, I rush off the dust from this tour in mid-November and I just go hard out for prep for Europe. We've got a booking agent there, which is awesome, but there's so much work that I need to do from visas and extra gig booking and logistics. And so that basically becomes all-consuming until we get there in June. We play that and we come back in May. I have a great big sleep and hopefully I've got some studio time booked in January. And so hopefully all throughout the year, we're releasing some new songs as well. We'll see. You know, I think there's a bit riding on the tour and if we don't reach the goals we hope, then it's about, well, okay, how do we retool this thing? What can we do to make it happen? And ideally, I'm just booking a tour, recording music. That's the dream. But yeah, that would be the dream.
For the dream. I think you guys are going to make it. You're such a great band. And thank you so much for not only your time today, but including Nelson in the tour and doing the South Island so thoroughly. We definitely love your music down here. Now, this is the fundraiser tour with Albie and the Wolves. You guys are performing October the 3rd, which is a Friday, at Room 25 in Richmond. Now, to get your hands on tickets or to find out any more information, you can head to undertheradar.co.nz. How else can people keep an eye on your journey?
Look, follow us on the socials. We're big on making silly reels, so come hang out. I think we did one. We all crammed into one of our cars and made some music in there this week. But yeah, Facebook, Instagram, that's where we live. And if you want to check out some tunes, there's Spotify and Tidal and all of those places too.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for your time today, Chris.
Thank you very much.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.